From scratch.
Welcome to our first From Scratch conversations. I'm Martin Cousins and I'm with Nigel Payne, and we will be regularly doing these chats on hot topics in people development. Now, this is our first one, so I hope this gives you a sense of what we're trying to do. Nigel, we suggested that we should talk about neuroscience in learning because it gets a lot of airwaves at the moment and people ask a lot of questions about it. So why is neuroscience exciting learning and development right now?
Because we're picking up more and more useful information coming out of the research, and we're picking up more and more useful information simply because for the first time in human history, we can actually look at how the brain learns. Up until the point where we had MRI and CAT scanning, it was all theoretical guesswork coupled with evidence coming from people who had brain injuries, so that if someone couldn't do something, you could check which part of the brain was damaged and you could then start to make relationships. Now we can see a much more holistic view of the brain. Hey, and guess the answer is everything is much more holistic than we thought. So that we know now that far from all activity is centered on small parts of the brain, we know that the more of the brain is involved, particularly the more complex the processes that we're putting the brain through. So even more remarkable, we know, for example, that when you take Broca's area of the brain, which is related to speech, we've known for decades that if you damage Broca's area, you couldn't speak. So if you had a stroke that affected Broca's area, you couldn't speak. But what we now know is that if the damage to Broca's area is very slow, for example, caused by a brain tumor or some other disease, speech moves out of Broca's area to the surrounding areas. So it's possible to have Broca's area obliterated, but we can still speak. Now, this is remarkable and significant stuff. And we also know that the brain is plastic, that the brain will continue to develop itself if you continue to stimulate it. And therefore, that's, you know, to me, that's the best evidence for the power and the need for lifelong learning that I can think of. We want to keep our brains alive. Keep learning.
Okay, so there's growing evidence from research that how the brain processes information is really key to how we develop learning in organisations. I think that's fair to say. So, yeah. If you're running if you're a learning professional, what do you do now? You know, there's all this research. It feels a bit like frontier land. Do you just start reading everything you can get your hands on, or do you take a more conservative approach and wait to see what works? I mean, which way do you go right now?
Well, we know a lot of things that work. I mean, I think going into some of the more fanciful stuff, like, you know, playing everybody Mozart to make them smarter is, you know, it's futile waste of time and based on dodgy research. Giving everyone brain games to spend 5 minutes at 9 a.m. to make them more intelligent for the rest of the day. We know that that's mythical and fanciful and will just make people better at brain games. But stuff like the power of exercise to get the brain ready for learning and keep the brain active is very, very clear. Now, if you look at brain activity from someone just sitting doing nothing, or sitting, you know, plugging away at a computer doing their email, compared to the brain after a 20-minute walk, it's quite stark. So, you know, we need to keep people physically active. We need to create emotional engagement if we want people to really learn anything to the point of behavior change. And we need to keep the aging brain more active, more and more active as we get older. These are things that we actually know about, and we can do something about now. And in some ways, it would be crazy not to.
Okay, so takeaway really from this is that there's no excuse, is there? And we know that the research is supporting probably what we've already always known about how we learn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think let's leave it there. This is our first from scratch conversation, and we're going to have plenty more. So, Nigel, thanks for your time.
Good to talk, Martin. Good to talk.
From scratch.